Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
What is up, fellow Patriots? This is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah, and welcome back to the Red Patriot Show. So happy if you guys are watching this or listening to it. This is a no video episode, just because I wanted to do just a really, really quick episode. Tomorrow is voting day, election day. So I'm sure everybody's excited, wondering, you know, what's going to happen. Is it going to be a red wave, a blue wave? Is it not going to happen? Since we're close to it and it looks like they're going to happen, my first guess of it not happening, I don't think that's going to happen. So, which is good. At least it's going to happen, but, still could be a blue wave, but could be a red wave. So we'll have to see. But I wanted to do just a quick episode about Brazil, because I think that is going to play a part. Bolsonaro, because the election down there was just stolen. You guys can see here Lula and Bolsonaro. It was so close, kind of like Trump and Biden. But they use the exact same voting systems that we do here. And Bolsonaro, like I said, he won. It was stolen from him. Lula is a deep state guy. So it was stolen down there, which, like I said, there are not our neighbor to the south, but, you know, I mean, in the same hemisphere as us. And so with the fact that Bolsonaro, the election was stolen from him, it's not giving voting well, I think, with what we might see here. Tomorrow, a lot of Bolsonaro supporters are protesting the election. And what it reminds me of is January 6th, right? Some of the videos that you can look up are, I mean, millions of people, like hundreds of thousands, billions of people, like lining, a beach, and then, you know, thousands of protesters on the streets and everything. I mean, you can't find people down there that voted for Lula. You can't. Everybody voted for Bolsonaro. It was a complete wipeout. It was stolen. But the people protesting look a lot like January 6th, right? You know, maybe 1.5-2 million people that were there protesting the election results because they knew Trump won. It gets even a little bit scarier, and that's why I'm wondering if it might be a blue wave that we see instead of a red wave, because Bolsonaro is already saying he's going to do the legitimate or the transfer of power, but he does not concede. Who does that sound like? That sounds like Trump, right? What he said, he the transfer of power. Now, I get there's stuff going on behind the scenes, optics, etc. But even just in the main front, mainstream media, it looks like, you know, Trump did the transfer of power, but he did not concede. Right? That's the question. What are we going to see tomorrow? I think it could be anything. We're going to have to wait and see. That's all we can do right now. But, with Bolsonaro having the election stolen, and if it continues to remain stolen, then we may just, you know, be in this for a longer haul than we thought. I've said that before. But if it does, that's not necessarily a bad thing, but we may be in this longer. So with Bolsonaro losing, I like I said, I don't think it bodes well for what we are about to see happen, but we'll just have to wait until tomorrow to actually see, because it's anybody's game right now. I know that even the mainstream media is talking about the red wave. They're concerned. But with the deep states telling everybody democracy's on the ballot, you know, if you don't vote with us and the Republicans get in power, it's the end of the world. they're going to, you know, kill your children and kill journalists and all this other stuff. So I feel like they could, if there is, if the Democrats do keep power or there is some type of blue wave, I think it's going to be a lot of close calls in the races, because they're already starting to say, like, O'Rourke has, he's a little bit ahead in Texas, and Fetterman is a little bit ahead against Oz. And so they're already starting to slowly say these things. So if it happens that they do win on, if they do win on election day, then we'll know that that's, they said it's a deep state, the cheating, the systems are still there. So we'll just have to see, wait and see what happens. And also keep an eye out on Brazil, what happens down there. Because I feel like there's a lot of similarities between what's kind of going on down there and also what's happening here. Because like I said, it sounds exactly like Trump. Bolsonaro saying he's going to transfer power, but he doesn't concede. So we will see what happens tomorrow. But just wanted to give you guys that quick update about Brazil, because I do think that is going to play an important part in what we see. So love all you guys, and remember to stay encouraged. Get out tomorrow and vote. It is important. And, you know, even if the deep state seals it, our vote and our voice still matters. It's more of a thing of principle rather than at actually counting or not. But because if we do it, then hopefully our people will win. And just to show that we still have faith in our systems, because how our founding fathers set up our systems were a really good system. It's just it's changed into a bad thing because of the electronic systems. But that's been by the deep state. So hopefully everybody stays encouraged. And just remember to keep calm and patriot on. And I will see you guys again on Wednesday. And we'll see what happens. See y'all later.
Hello, fellow patriots, and thank y'all for watching today's episode. I would also like to thank the sponsor for this episode today, Advanced Home Pros. Solar energy has likely never been more popular than it is right now because of many Americans wanting to get off the grid away from the deep state power companies. AHP is the highest rated and most reviewed in Utah County and has unparalleled customer service. The founder of AHP, Steve Cloward, is a personal friend of mine, and he is a fantastic, true-blooded patriot to work with. If you would like to know more about solar energy and how it can power your home, go to advancedhomepros.com and mention Hannah with the Red Patriot Show to talk with an expert today. There are so many amazing Patriot businesses, and we all need to support them so that together we can defund the deep state and refund the kingdom. Until next time, this is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah signing off, and remember, stay encouraged. Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.